Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
What is in a blessing? What is in a blessing? Yes, blessings are what we need. We are talking about this year, we're talking about labor to be blessed and not labor to be rich. Hallelujah. Labor to be bread, to be blessed. Blessing is more powerful than riches. Hallelujah. Riches is inherent in blessings. Amen. Does somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? Riches is inherent in blessing. That when you are blessed, riches comes under a subset. It's a subset of blessing. It includes blessing. Are you listening?
Yes.
It's very important that you understand that. That riches comes under blessing. It means that there are so many things that come with blessing. Hallelujah. And one of the things is health. Amen. Amen. There are many people who are rich, but they are not in good health. There are many people who have wealth, but they don't have health even to enjoy it. But when God blesses you, he adds health to it. Amen. When God blesses you, you have wealth. You know, do you know there are many rich people who are unhappy?
Yes.
There are many rich people who are unhappy. But when God blesses you, it gives health, it gives wealth, and it adds no sorrow to it. Amen. That is why you desire to be blessed more than to be rich. Amen. Blessings are powerful in their very nature. They are powerful. They don't come or appear to be, but they are very powerful in its nature. You know, when you look at a grenade, you know, if you have never seen it act before, if you have never seen how grenade behaves, you know, when you see it, you may be tempted to go and pick it up. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? That is how blessing is. It has a nature of power. There is power in it. But when you have not experienced it, you have no value. You will not think of it as very powerful. When you have not seen how a grenade behaves, you will not think of it as very powerful. When you have not seen how a nuclear warhead behaves, when it's coming, you will think it's something that even children can play with. But it's very powerful. So blessings have inherent power that affect our lives. And blessings are a mystical force behind human existence. It is a mystical force. It's a mystery. The nature of blessing is a mystery. You will succeed in this life through the blessings that are spoken over your life.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about what is in a blessing. What is in a blessing. Amen. So when you come to church, we preach, we say, we read the Bible, you take notes, you hear of many moral things, what to do, what not to do, and so on and so forth. And they are all good to take note of. But what you always want to desire when you are in church is a blessing.
Amen.
It's a blessing. Hallelujah. And that is the first thing that God did for human beings. So if you notice that is what God did for us, then it must be something that we really need to begin anything. With human assistance, God added blessings to start with. When God formed the man and the woman, the first thing he did for them was he blessed them.
Amen.
He blessed them.
Amen.
It means that we need blessings even to exist. Amen. You know, Jacob and Esau were two brothers. I think it's worth a story that we should read, and I think it will form the very background of this message of blessing. Genesis chapter 27. And I want to read from verse 1. And I want you to follow with me as we read. All right, Genesis chapter 27 and verse 1. I want you to follow this story. He says, "And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, 'My son.' And he said unto him, 'Behold, here am I.' And he said, 'Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die.'" Pause for a second. You see, here is a man who is getting towards the end of his life. And usually when people are getting to this stage in life, they're thinking of who to leave this with, who to pass this on to, you know, share your property fairly, which of the children have been respectful, listen to you, who gets this, who gets what. Isn't that so? Now, he called his eldest son. And he could have, I want you to listen very carefully. He could have just said, "Come, kneel down, and let me pray for you." You know? But he didn't do that. He told him to go and prepare something. Go and prepare something and bring me. He says, "Make me some venison and make me savory meat." That means season it. "Such as I love. The way I like it." Oh, yeah. Amen. Now, it's very important to you to desire someone to speak to you in a certain way. It's very important. Especially when someone has authority over your life, such as a father. You know? Because the blessing, it has to come in a certain way. It's not just some speaking. So he did not just ask him, "Kneel down and let me pray for you." He said, "Make me some meat. Make me and season it in a way that I love. Make it in a form that I love. Because when I'm going to speak something into your life and it's going to come to pass, it has to come from my inside, from my soul. It's not just a body thing. It's not just physical speaking. It's not just speaking from my mind. It has to come from the inside." So he says, "Make me meat that I love and bring it to me to eat, that when I've eaten it, then my soul, my inside will bless you." So it warrants that children please their fathers to speak a certain way into their lives. Or your pastor. It's important that when someone is going to bless you, it should come from the inner man, the inside, the soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, "Let me do this before I die." And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it to him. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, always you find some, you know, parents, one sort of closer to the other, and the other one closer to this one. You know, it's amazing that it says, the scripture says, and Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son, and not Esau, her son. And then he said, and Esau went to the field, and then Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son. You see, because, you know, there are some sons, when mommy is cooking, they are always around the kitchen, you know, cutting onions for mommy, you know. And remember how Jacob made food that was so nice that Esau had to sell his birthright because he has been around mommy for a while. You know, he knows one or two about cooking. So he was probably very, very close to the mother. Are you listening? So now we see here some politics in the house. And he said, behold, I heard your father speak unto Esau your brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loved. He will know who knows his state. We know what he likes. Esau is going to prepare. I'm going to make what he likes. I know what he likes. He says, and thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. How many of you would like a blessing instead of a curse? Amen. You see, but you see, we seem to have some type of respect and fear for curses. You see, when you hear of curses, you hear that if you do this, you'll be cursed, you will never do it. True or not true? You know, if you are warned that if you do this, you'll be cursed, you will not do it. You will not walk there. You will not even go close.
At all.
But the opposite of curse is blessing. So you have to also have proper respect and fear for blessings. Amen. So I am trying to show you here what really blessing mean and how some people have value for blessing, because they understand what it is, what they understand what is in a blessing. When you don't understand what's in a blessing, you trivialize it, you play with it, you don't have value for it, you stay away from it, and it will not bother you. When you hear of it that is available, you rather do something else. That is when you have no understanding in what is in a blessing. So look at what is unfolding before our eyes. Jacob is now saying, I am a hairy man. If my father finds out I am not Esau, it will turn out to be a curse instead of a blessing. And verse 13, and his mother said unto him, upon me be my curse, my son. You see, This is a mother who wants her son to do well by all means. You see, I'm showing you, there are many of you parents who will make certain sacrifices for your children to have certain things. You will work very hard. You will wear old clothes. You will sell your clothes. Do all kinds of things so that your children will do well. You will work certain unreasonable conditions, you know, and do all kinds of jobs with your children in mind, that you want them to do well. Amen. You would take a job and be disrespected, and you wouldn't mind, as long as you can feed your children. And so this man is saying, let the curse be on me. I will take it. For your sake, I will take it. Are you listening? So he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her elder son, Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her son. Because he has to put Esau's clothes. You know, Esau has to have certain smell. Do you understand? It has to have certain smell. And you too also desire to have certain smell. Amen. You have to have certain smell. You have a certain smell and you like to hug people. You know, so when you are coming, people are also going back. And then you say people don't like you. Are you listening? You have to use certain type of mouthwash so that people will comfortably, because when you are saying something, you say, I don't want anyone to hear, and you want to come very close too. So smell is also very important. And everyone has a particular type of smell. See, because when people, especially when they lose their sight, when someone loses their sight, the other senses develop. They develop and they identify things and people with the other senses by touch, smell, hear, and all kinds of things. Okay, so this is what is happening. He said, the Bible says, Rebekah had some clothes that belonged to Esau. And she put them, those clothes, on Jacob. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. So he covered his skin with some hairy things from the goat. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared unto the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. That's the first lie. He said, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. Okay, so that's the second lie. He never told him to make the food, but said, as you bade me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. God just brought it to me. Easy like that. That's also a lie. I'm showing you, people are doing things and you think that he's doing this so that you get the father's property. He's doing this so that he will get some wealth from his father before he dies. Amen. So I'm showing you how people will do everything it takes for this thing called blessing. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee. my son, whether thou be my son Esau or not. Because what is happening here is a very serious thing. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not. And he couldn't distinguish. He couldn't find out that it was Jacob, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my son Esau? He wants to make sure. It's like, I'm signing a will. This is my last will. Final. Are you my son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. Final check. Final check. He said, kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment. And he confirmed that this is Isaac. This is Jacob. Esau. He smelled him finally, and he said, this is Esau. And he said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord had blessed. That's the first blessing. Your smell is like a field which the Lord has blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Your smell will change in 2024 to like a field which God has blessed. Hallelujah. When you get to a place, your smell will cause a certain blessing to come upon you as a field which God has blessed. Your presence in a place will make it as a field which God has blessed because of your smell. Because of your smell. Amen. Amen. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. That means you will not lack anything. Receive that blessing. I said, receive that blessing. I did not drive in these poor, awful conditions to come here and live the same. I said, receive that blessing. The blessing of overwhelming corn and wine. Let it be upon you in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it in this 2024, beginning in this year. May your blessing be overwhelming of corn and of wine in abundance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I knew why I had to come here today. I knew why I had to be in this service today. I felt we had to do a Zoom service, but I felt in my spirit, receive that blessing, the blessing of wine in abundance and of corn in abundance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Transformation is coming in your life. You know, let me tell you. You see, I want you to believe in these prophecies. Okay, this is what happens in the church, and I believe in them, and I believe your life is going to change. There are many lives in this place that have changed. Many lives have been transformed. But you see, the deception is that when the blessing comes, people feel that is the end and they leave. There's blessings here. I said there are blessings here in this place. Amen. He said, let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Amen. It doesn't matter what your color is, what your accent is. The Lord will place you in a position that people will serve you. People with different nationalities will be under you. Do you believe in this prophecy? People with different accents, people with different backgrounds will be under you. They will serve you. I said they will serve you. Yeah. You see? When you are walking down the hall, people will rise up and they will greet you. Yeah. They will greet you. The Lord will place you in that position. Amen. I want you to believe it. You see, the blessings of God, you see, I'm telling you, blessing, it has an inherent power to change your life, to transform your life. Sometimes it's as if it's nothing. And you are going and you are coming, you are going and you are coming, and it's as if it's nothing. God called Abraham and he said, leave your father's country and I will bless you. And as Abraham was following him, it's as if nothing was happening. His wife didn't see the need even to have left the country. It's as if, as even as we left and we are following this God, we are suffering even more. That is how it looks like. But the moment that God decides to do it, you will know that this is the doing of the Lord. You will know that this is not by your effort. Hallelujah. He says, be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Your brethren will bow down to thee. They will depend on you. They will wait for you to send. Hallelujah. They will wait for you to build for them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because how would we know that God has blessed you? Except that he has blessed you, that you are a blessing to others. Amen. He says, cursed be everyone that curseth thee. And blessed be he that blesseth thee. You know, there are certain group of people in the world, if you go against them, you'll be cursed. If you support them, you'll be blessed. Whatever it is that they are doing, God chooses certain people and he blesses them. And he makes these prophecies over their lives and is established. Amen. Verse 30, and it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that my soul may bless me. That thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? The old man started shaking. He said, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled. Not just trembled, but the Bible said, trembled very exceedingly. You will not know why until you understand what is in a blessing. When you have value for blessing. And blessing, I tell you, unfortunately, is a pronouncement, is a verse. Hallelujah, is a verse. It's not anything, it's a verse. That's blessing. So God told the priest, Moses and Levi, Aaron, he said, bless the people, say this to them. Just say this to them, and I will do it. Unfortunately, they are worse. They are just worse to pronounce. But its effect happens on certain people who have certain understanding to receive it and to value it. That is when it works. It doesn't matter if the person is a liar. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter. That is why I was showing you Jacob's first lie, and second, and third. It doesn't matter what the person does. It doesn't matter who the person is. If the person understands blessing and he hears it and he says, I receive it inwardly from the inside, truthfully and honestly and faithfully receive it, it shall happen. It shall happen. Because God watches over his words and he performs it. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Anyone who made it today to this service, this first Sunday of the week, may corn and wine be in abundance in your life. May you be a lender and not a borrower. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May you rise up that people will be under you. May you rise up that people will serve you. People with different nationalities will be under you. People with different accents and different colors will be under you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That is why we say the prophecy you believe, it is that which will happen into your life. It was that which will come and pass in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Say, and Isaac trembled exceedingly. No, very exceedingly. The man was shaking like this. Shaking like this. It's like my pot of gold that I am about to leave for inheritance, someone has taken it. My whole wealth, what I have for inheritance, someone has taken it. I am trying to relate with you so you understand it. Because if you are 65 years old, 72 years old, and they say that the market had gone down and all of your 403B, 401K, and 55 whatever, and 67 whatever, everything has wiped out, you will cry. You will tremble exceedingly. That is what was happening to the man here. What you have, the inheritance that you have to leave for your children, if you heard that one day you rose up and everything was gone, that is what will happen. He was trembling exceedingly because he had just spoken. Now listen. He says, where is he that had taken venison and brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. He shall be blessed. The person who came had the right attitude. He had right attitude for blessing. He knew what to do for the blessing. He knew how to receive it. He knew what to give me so I can speak a certain way. And yea, he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. You see, when you hear of a man, a grown man, firstborn son, who is supposed to be strong and big and represents firstborn, the Bible says, you see, the Bible has a way of describing certain things, and he wants you to have a picture of what is happening. He says, the man cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry. Ah, what kind of cry is that? I don't know if anybody can imagine the type of cry. What in life can you lose that will make you cry with a great and exceeding and a bitter cry? Save that you know something valuable is gone. Something valuable that is not just upon you, but unto generations after you, is gone from you. Some valuable thing. He said, he cried. And he said, bless me, even me also, oh my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and have taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me these two times. That means he has swept me, surpassed me, come before me. This is the second time. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he had taken away my blessing. Hey, he had taken away my blessing. You see, you have to understand what is in blessing to talk like that. That he had taken away my blessing. Amen. You see that? Like someone who wasn't in church today, who should have sat where you are sitting, to feel angry with you and cry with a great bitter cry because you have taken away his or her blessing. But except that you understand what is in a blessing. What is in a blessing? Amen. So listen, whenever you are in church and there's a pronouncement of a blessing, whether it's from a video, audio, a person, in person, have something in you to receive it. Have something in you to receive it. Amen. Your posture for blessing. Your reception to blessing. And Isaac said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord. I have made him thy Lord. Just by words, by speaking. You see, people have no understanding of these things. People do not understand. And so people easily stay away from it. People easily brush it aside. He said, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. How? Did he write, sign, and put it in a law? No. He spoke. And he says, this is what I have done. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. May you be sustained with corn and wine. May you not lack any good thing in this 2024. You will never be hungry. I say you will never be hungry. May it not be named once among you that you cannot afford to buy this that you want to eat. You cannot afford to have this that you want. May the Lord provide. I say, may the Lord provide in 2024, every day of your life. May the Lord provide. May the Lord grant you what you need in 2024, that you be sustained throughout the year and the years after. In the name of Jesus. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? One. Like this. One blessing. Don't you have just one blessing for your son? One. Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, but shalt thou serve thy brother. I have said it already. You will serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Hallelujah. Jacob, who becomes Israel, this was his blessing. And this is the blessing that has followed the people of Israel until today. Amen. That wherever they are, I want you to believe in blessings. Wherever they happen to be, they are the richest people, the most of engineers, the most of doctors. When you go to the hospital, look at the names. I'm telling you. Even the name of the hospital. All the buildings, the greatest buildings, biggest hotels, greatest invention. And it's a small nation like this. I don't know if there's anything else to explain that, except that God pronounced his blessing upon them. They are lenders and not borrowers. They lend. all creditors. Every card that you owe and keep paying, you are paying to them. Oh, yes. All the apartments that you see here, they don't live in them, they own them. Oh, you didn't know that. I am telling you. I'm telling you. They own them. They own them. Laws are made in their favor. I'm telling you. I don't know if there's any other explanation. Deans of and chancellors of great universities. They are there. Great inventors. Great engineers. We work with them. Oh, yes. We work with them. Recently, I met, there was a, just Friday, in a hospital, and the boss, I heard that they're letting him go. So I met this gentleman. I was going to see a patient in the ear. And as I was talking to the ear physician, this gentleman in a suit was talking to me. He came, and he started talking. I never met him. And as we were chatting, you know, the ED physician, you know, so he walked away, and the ED physician said, "Oh, you don't know him?" I said, "No." And then he mentioned his name. That is the new, and then he mentioned, I said, "Oh, really?" So I went upstairs, and I was talking to one of my colleagues, and I said, "Oh, I met this man in a suit," and then the person added, and he had on the head, right? I can't say it in the preaching. And I say, "Yes." He says, "That is a new," and then she mentioned it. Wow. He's a new. And then one person, I don't know even if I should say it in the preaching, you know. One of the nurses said, "You see, this is all, you know, they just wear their suit and he walks up and down and they make the millions." I said, "That's the truth." That is what she said. "And they are the ones that make the millions. That's all he does. He walks up and down and goes and then say hi, hello, hello, talks to people and he makes the millions." I said, "That's the truth. That's a fact. Is it not blessing or what?" Look at that. He says, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him." Esau hated Jacob. Why? Because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. I will kill him." I'm saying people will kill because of blessing. You don't understand what's in a blessing. The mother comes in again. But are you listening?
Yes.
So there's a big family feud. A big family feud between the only two sons of Isaac. The only two sons. A big feud that involves the mother taking one side and the father on the other side. A big family matter. A big case that is going to affect them generation after generation. And it was nothing about the family's inheritance. It was nothing about the family's wealth. It was nothing about the family's estate. It was nothing about the family's hidden treasure. It was not. It was not about land. The feud, the fight was not about land. It was all about words of blessings. Just words of blessings. That is what has created this big family feud. Hallelujah. It is through the same blessing that Joseph prevailed. Joseph prevailed because of the blessings that were on his life. There is no other way to explain how Joseph will prevail. Joseph went down in life as a young man, where there was no hope for him. First, he was hated by his brothers because of dreams. They hated him, and because he was his father's favorite also. Then they sold him into slavery, where first they put him in a ditch. And the blessings followed, so they changed their mind and they brought him up. Because you see, when the Lord has blessed you, he has blessed you. Don't look at the challenges and the difficulties that you are going through to overlook the blessings that have been pronounced over your life. They shall come to pass. I said they shall come to pass. You will see the reality of blessings in your life. They shall come to pass. I mean, already I have seen many pronouncements that we have blessed in this church that have come to pass. So they put him in a ditch, and then they changed their mind. They brought him up, and then they sold him into slavery. And still the blessing was following him. He's a slave, but he's favored. He becomes a head slave in his master's house. The blessings following him to cause him to prevail. I want you to understand that the blessing will cause you to prevail.
Amen.
Amen. It will cause you to prevail. Until God is done with you, he just makes you prevail through the trials, the tribulations, the adversities. He will cause you to prevail. Oh, you will not die before your time. You will live to experience the blessing. Hallelujah. God is not done with you yet. So when the small blessing comes, don't run away with it. Don't now change towards the blessing. Because there's something called prevailing blessing. Amen. Now in his master's house, he is a target by his master's wife. And then the woman victimized him and tried to get him to sleep with her. And the man refused.
What a blessing.
And now the woman reports him to his master, to his master, that he tried to rape her.
Hey.
Now, if you're a young man, you were bought as a slave, and the wife of your master says you tried to rape her, I don't know your end.
Hey.
I don't know where that will end you. I think they'll put you in a prison that is lower than all the prisons.
Oh, yeah.
And that is where they placed him. But God brought him up again.
Yeah.
Amen. He becomes an interpreter of dreams. And he interprets some wild dream. And someone went up and then forgot about him. But the hand of God is still with him. Hallelujah. And the day the Lord decides that this is the time, you'll be a prisoner, lower in the prison, and then suddenly you become a prime minister. Mashandere mokabayanda. Is it not a blessing or what? I don't know what else. How much hard work can bring you to a position like that? But God brought him up. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's almost time. But I want to just give you some few points that you take, because we will not come back to this chapter. Is it a good thing? I tell you, people will acknowledge you because of the blessings that are operating in your life. I say people will begin to acknowledge you. You see, right now, begin to look to see that people will acknowledge you. You will receive certain emails that you never expected. You receive certain letters that you never expected. In the name of Jesus. Do you believe these things? Challenge yourself this year. And begin to see. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessings, they are real. They are real. Salaries that you never thought of, they will be in your wallet. Yeah. They will be, you look at your bank account when it comes the payday, and you look how much money has come, and you didn't fight for it. I said, people will fight to give you more salary. I don't know if there are people here who are believers enough to. I don't know if you can believe that. That people will fight. Not you. You are not involved. People will fight to give you a raise. Big raise. I said big raise. In the name of Jesus. Receive that big raise. Amen. Oh, forget about it's a standard. This is where everyone gets, you know, you can't go above that. I say the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. May the blessing of God make you rich. I say, may the blessing of God make you rich. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I said, there's a reason why I am here today. May the blessing of God make you rich. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy into the lives of these young people in the church to be singled out to be blessed, to be selected and be chosen to be blessed, to do well, to be prosperous in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When they're talking about six figures, count yourself in. I say, count yourself in. When they're talking about six-figure salaries, count yourself in. I don't want you to think of the work you are doing, because it is not your work that is going to give you that. It is the blessing of God. Amen. That is going to give you that. Amen. Receive that blessing. In the name of Jesus. So, few things about blessing. You succeed in life by blessings. Number one, I'm just giving you the points, and then we will move on. You succeed in life by blessing. Hallelujah. By blessings is how you succeed in life. Amen. That is what Isaac told him. He said, behold, now he had taken away my blessing. And Jacob said, behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? You will succeed because of the blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. I say you will succeed because of the blessing. In the name of Jesus. Number two, you start out in life by blessings. Amen. You start out in life by blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why we bless babies. That is why we bless children in the church. Amen. Any major thing that you are starting in life, receive blessing. Ask for blessing. You know, many of you start all kinds of real big things that are supposed to really transform your lives, but you don't seek for blessing. You just start. I say you start anything, any major thing that you are beginning in life, ask for blessing. You see, it is so obvious to you that when a child is born, we have to bless the child. When you are entering this life, we have to bless the child. And when you are exiting into eternity, you need a blessing to go. Also, have you noticed that? Yes. But you see, in between, there are so many other things that you do that are major, but you don't seek the blessings of God. Many of you start big business secretly. Don't tell the pastor. Why? Why? Many of you move to places. Don't tell the pastor. The last minute when we are going, we tell him. Why? Why? You start major course that is intended to change your life. But you understand that the course many people have done, and it has not changed their lives. But for you, it will be different. Amen. I said, for you, it will be different. Amen. Amen. When people are getting married, They are not interested in the blessing. They say, we are going to get married on an island. The pastor cannot come. We are flying to Italy. The pastor cannot come. We are going here to get married. Don't worry, he won't come. They don't need a blessing. But whatever you are starting in life, seek the blessings of God. You finish school, you are starting a new job, seek the blessings of God. Are you listening? You starting a new business, seek the blessings of God. Amen. You start out in life by blessing. Hallelujah. That is the first thing God did for man when he created them. The Bible says he blessed him. He blessed them and said, be fruitful. Hallelujah. Blessing is what you need to begin your life. When you start out without a blessing, you can only expect failure. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? People do not seek for blessing in major areas in their lives. God wanted Adam and Eve to start out with a blessing. They began their walk together with God's blessings. Hallelujah. You prevail, number three, you prevail in life by blessings. You prevail in life by blessing. Hallelujah. That is number one key that every Christian should know. You see, because I am confident of the pronouncement of blessings upon your life. What I'm worried about is what the blessing does to you. That is what concerns me. Because over and over, I see that when people are blessed, it changes them. It changes them, and they feel that this is what they need, and they are done. But the blessing sustains you. It is a blessing that sustains you. Hallelujah. Don't let this small blessing make you feel like God is done with you. There is so much that God is going to do in your life. Amen. Are you listening? You know, you will finish school, God will maintain your license. God is the one who will keep your license. You know, it takes a very small thing for you to lose your license. Oh, you don't know? Oh, there was a sister here, we prayed. By the grace of God, the Lord delivered. It takes a small thing. And you can lose your license. But God will take you every day and bring you back every day. Mistakes that people make, may it bypass you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May it bypass you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mistakes that will be a source of discussion and a point of discussion, may it bypass you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not travail and work so hard to this and come for man to make a decision to end your life. May the blessings of the Lord make you rich and not add any sorrow to your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The prevailing blessing. That is what it's called. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich and it adds no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. You are recognized in life by your blessings. I say you are recognized in life by your blessing. It says all that see him shall acknowledge them. They are the seed which the Lord had blessed. Isaiah 61 verse 9. They will recognize you. They will see that you are the seed which the Lord had blessed. When God has blessed you, it's evident. It's evident. I'm telling you, it's evident. Hallelujah. You are distinguished from others by blessing. You will be distinguished from others by the blessings. You are doing the same thing. You are doing the same work with these people. But you seem to be flourishing and flourishing. It is a blessing of God. I say it's a blessing of God. It will make you flourish. in the name of Jesus. May the Lord cause you to flourish. May the Lord cause you to be above only. May the Lord cause you to sit at the high places of the earth. May the Lord's hand move you forward and never backward. May the Lord set you on high and never beneath, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. May the light of God shine upon you. Every dark area of your life, may the light of God shine upon you, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and increase you, in the name of Jesus. May you rise up and go forward and never backward, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will sustain you. The Lord will keep you. You will be ahead of others, people that you begin with. May the Lord move you forward. May the Lord double your steps, in the name of Jesus. May someone take one step forward and say, I will take another step forward, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You will live and not die. May you not die before your time. May you live and sustain and experience the blessings of God. And may you say that indeed this is the dream of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. God bless his people. And everyone shouted aloud, amen.
Amen.
Why don't you rise up to your feet as we bring the service to a close. The blessings of God. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the grace that we have found before you. We thank you for your power, the power that is in the pronouncement of the words that transform lives, that change lives, in the name of Jesus. May your life be transformed, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We are confident of this, that every pronouncement, every life that we have pronounced these words upon, Father, may they be established, in the name of Jesus. I seal the blessings of God upon your life, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful, in the name of Jesus. Every crooked path that is before you, may the Lord straighten it. Every darkness that is before you, may the Lord straighten, in the name of Jesus. Let the light of God shine in the life of the people, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. I want to pray with you. You are here. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. If that is your prayer, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You want to give your life to Jesus? Anyone here like that? On this first Sunday of the year, why don't you all join me and say this together with me? Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for
me. I believe you rose again on the third day.
I believe you rose again on the third day.
Please forgive me of my sins.
Please forgive me of my sins.
Please wash me with your blood.
Please wash me with your blood.
Today, the first Sunday of the year,
oh Jesus,
I accept you. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master, as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 821 Burke Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.